I would say it is fair to test the table on this question today in light of the public opinion that and the significant lobbying to our council, which has called for a freeze to the police budget. And also to consider this in a light of reforms around how to address community challenges that are being called on across North America. And in light of evidence that policing will not adequately address the major challenges in our city in terms of poverty, homelessness, mental health, and problematic substance use. Underlying all of that, the understanding that there needs to be adequate pressure to increase the funding for health matters instead of passing it to police year after year. I think all of us can agree that the spending ratios are not aligned. And I just wonder where and when the pressure will come for adequate funding for housing and mental health and addictions if we keep passing it off to police year after year. These matters are not new. The needs are not new. Every year, we see the police budget go up. And the needs that the funding for the actual issues of poverty, housing, mental health, and addictions, not rise to the adequate measure that is needed to address these issues that are not criminal.